Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the CEO swap.
So, the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So it's a beautiful Sunday. I'm walking home from church today by myself, and it's kind of a long walk. So I thought, what better could I possibly do than to jump on and hang out with you guys for a few minutes? So I hope that's okay. But anyway, this last week was kind of cool. I think I told you guys before that Brandon and Kaylin from Lady Boss and I decided to do like a swapping consulting days, right? And so what I want to work with them on is they've done a really, really good job of structuring their company, their meetings, their employees, their whole everything. They learned a lot of it initially from Alex Sharfin, and then they went and, as Brandon typically does, went and perfected and added to the system, made a bunch of other stuff, and then it's been beating on for the last like year and just really like fine-tuned the process. And anyway, it's amazing what they're doing. And what I found out is that they only have like 5 funnels and they don't do any new funnels. And anyway, and they want to go cold traffic, they want to do funnels. So I was going to swap consulting where I was going to walk them through what I would do in the funnel stuff. So it's cool. So Thursday, spent the whole day going through all of our stuff. And I'm not going to lie, this is like the part of business that I don't love. If anyone's wondering how ClickFunnels has grown so big, it's 2 reasons. Number one, actually 3 reasons. Number one, we have an amazing product. Number two, we have an insane team who is super talented and super passionate and loves what we do. And number three, we're really good at marketing and selling stuff. So we've done that in spite of our flaws. And that's how we've grown to, you know, over $100 million a year in sales. But the downside is that we've never been good at like the business structuring and planning and meeting and all those kind of things. We just haven't been as good at, right? And mostly because as the CEO or leader, whatever you want to call it, the head dancing monkey, I don't necessarily like those things or not good at them. It's because of that, like the whole culture doesn't have them. And so it's just been a lacking thing. So as Brandon's going through it all, first I'm getting really excited and then I'm getting all depressed and stressed because I'm like, oh, like I'd rather die than do all those things he's telling me I need to do. I know they're essential, but I'd rather just go sell something else. And so I'm kind of like feeling the pressure and the stress. First, I feel like a little bit of hope, followed by like despair, I guess is probably the best word of like, wait, you have to stop building funnels for like 2 months to get this thing to work. Ugh. So anyway, then we fast forward to the next day. So Friday we come in and we started going into funnels. I started geeking out. I started freaking out. I'm jumping around, having so much fun. And I feel like Brandon's probably feeling something similar. Like, man, how am I going to get all of this? How am I going to get my team to understand all this? Like, I get it conceptually, but how do I get them to do it? Anyway, so we're going forward on our consulting swapping days. And then it's probably like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I almost as a joke, I was like, you know what we should do? We should just do a CEO swap where you become CEO of ClickFunnels for a week. I become CEO of Lady Boss for a week. And then we just switch roles and implement all this crap and we'll switch back. And then we're like, wait, what if we actually switched roles for a week? And then we started going crazy about it. And I was just like, wait, that means you could come in and literally just do all this stuff for me, all the stuff that you love to do anyway, and build it in, build the structure, run the meetings, like all that stuff until we have like the process in. And I could just go work with my funnel builders and build an amazing funnel, which is all we really want to do. And at the end of it, you end up with like the funnel done. I end up with the structure and the meetings all done, and we both end up a million times better. So instead of just swapping ideas and consulting, it's like swapping like our superpowers. And so we called it the CEO swap. And so Brandon and Caitlin, they bumped out their flight a little bit later. Yesterday was Saturday. We went in and worked. I was there till 2 o'clock last night, working on their funnels. They were there with my entire team working on other stuff. And it's insane like how much we got done in such a short period of time. Where literally, for me to implement this process we're going through, probably conservatively would have taken me from now to the end of the year. And it would have like not been fun. It would have been a lot of pain. And now it's like, it's going to be, by this time next week, it'll be completely done, implemented, installed, and like running. And their funnel should be done, completely ready, handed off for them to start driving traffic to, which is, oh, like the cool thing. So I'm telling you this because you guys should do SEO swaps, not SEO, CEO, CEO swaps, right? Like find somebody who has the opposite of your superpower, right? Let's say you got a company, you built it off Facebook ads, you're killing it. You find another company who's killing it and they've done everything off SEO, swap, like CEO swap with them or whatever, marketing department swap with them or whatever, and figure out the other side of it, right? Or maybe you're someone who's got a call center that's crushing it and the other guy's got a VSL that's crushing it. Like swap, like, hey, come build out my call center. I'll come build out your VSL. Boom, swap skills. And now you just like duplicated your superpowers inside the other person's business. Oh, so powerful. So consulting days, first off, are awesome. You should do that anyway. But if you want to go to the next level, do a consulting day. And then it's like, you know, this is good. Let's do a CEO swap. Boom. And then go deeper. And if you have half the experience that we're having right now, it'll be amazing. So anyway, I just want to share with you guys because I think you know, a lot of times we get too caught up in trying to figure out how to do the thing. And the biggest problem with the how is you have to learn how to do the how, right? I did an episode here, man, probably 3 or 4 months ago, where I talked about it's the who, not the how, from what I learned from Dan Sullivan. And his biggest thing, if you listen to that podcast, was the biggest problem with entrepreneurs is we see our vision, right? What we want to accomplish, and we start moving towards it. But as soon as we get stuck in how do I do something, then we instantly, like, if it's not our superpower, if we don't know how to do it, then we will start procrastinating because we don't know how to do it, right? And his goal of how to get out of procrastination is not to go learn the how, it's to go find the who already knows the how and get that who to do the thing for you, okay? So sometimes we're consulting, and it's like, that's awesome, that's not my superpower. It's like, cool, who's the who that can implement it? So you find the rock star who can implement it for you, or have the person who's coached you on how to do it, who's done it a million times, have them actually implement it for you. And you pay them or swap them. Like, again, the swapping idea is super cool. Because if Brandon was to pay me to build a funnel for him like this, I mean, I wouldn't even consider doing it for, I don't know, probably at least 500 grand or so for me to, like, stop the opportunity cost to go and focus on it, right? And now he's going to have it done and completed within a week. And for him to go stop his whole business and come set up my whole structure, meetings, org chart, scorecards, like all this insanely annoying, boring part of business stuff that we have to do that we're not doing. Like, how much would it charge him? I mean, he probably charged me $500,000 to do it, right? So it's not realistic for most people to pay $500,000 for a funnel or $500,000 for someone to set up your meetings. But in this situation, we both value the other person's superpower, so we just swap. So anyway, I hope that gets you guys pumped. You start looking at that. Look at the other businesses around you. Look at your friends. Look at your colleagues. Look at peers. Look at all that kind of stuff who have what you want, and do a CEO swap and swap for a day or for a week or for a, you know, whatever you need to do. I remember Rand Fishkin. He used to be the owner of Moz.com, which is SEO Moz before that. He just wrote a book called Lost and Founder, which if you read that book, you will realize that I'm completely right about taking venture capital money. So there's a story for another day. But the book's really, really good. But one of the things he talked about in there is as he was growing his company, he was the owner of this software company that helped SEOs and helped agencies. And he had a friend who was running an agency using their software. And so they CEO swapped, and Rand went and actually, like, they swapped, like, houses. Like, he lived at the dude's house. That guy lived at his house. Like, I don't know how the wives are okay with that. My wife would kill me if I was like, anyway, but that's besides the point, right? So they did the swap, and it was cool because Rand was able to go down into the trenches and see what it was actually like to run an agency again and see the experience and then try to use his tools, the thing, and realize, oh, my gosh, here's all these gaps that, as an actual owner, like, I can't, like, my people can't do these things because of these gaps in our product, and he's going to make the product better. And then the other dude who was in the agency went back and became the CEO of SEO Moz for a while. First off, had empathy for them now, but second off, was able to work with the team and be like, no, these, like, why are you prioritizing this? Like, we would never actually use this. Like, you should be prioritizing here. And, like, the swap changed everything for them. So anyway, I think it's valuable. I think it's worth most of us all doing. So find someone's superpower you want, where you have superpower that they want, and CEO swap them. And you will jump yourself forward 6 months, a year, 2 years in your company, literally overnight, which is totally worth it in every case, every scenario. So thanks, you guys. Appreciate you. I'm home. I'm going to go get something to eat, and I'll talk to you soon.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.